Praise God. Mark 13. The Word of God says in verse number 5. Are we ready, honey? And Jesus answering them began to say, our conversation wasn't on recording, by the way. We didn't record it now. And Jesus answered them, began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And we shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to the councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before the rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. Neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Do you think, I was just thinking about this, and I was in the office, and the Lord posed a question to me when I was in the office. Do you think we ought to let the Holy Ghost give us words to speak a little more versus just speaking? Amen. Amen. The Bible says he'll give us the words to speak. So sometimes they that wait upon the Lord, he'll renew their strength. Amen. So as we're looking at that, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about is the thoughts. The thought life is first in Philippians 4:8, it isn't on your sheet. Write it down. And go with me to Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. It's not on your sheet. Amen. The Lord just took me there when I was in the office. Just to remind me and to remind you. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. What the Lord is speaking to our heart about in the thoughts, it's his strength that's made perfect in our weakness, but in our thought life, he wants us to get away from our stinking thinking. Hello? You know? So he says, and then when I have that situation here, and those thoughts come, I've got to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. And sometimes we let our feelings come out and we speak things and it hurts other people. And God isn't in the hurt people business. That's the devil's job, not God's job. Amen. We're here to build people up, not to tear anybody down. Amen. You get enough tearing down out there. You don't need to be torn down in here. Amen. So with this in mind, our strength in Psalms 28. Verse number 7. The Word of God says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Look at the one next to you and say, you're a child of God, and you're anointed. You're anointed and appointed for a time such as now. So allow God to arise, and the enemy will scatter in Jesus' name. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I've overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony, and my words will speak life and not death. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, the Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance, and feed them also and lift them up forever. Man, he just reminds me all the time. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. Amen. That doesn't mean that the adversary doesn't come in to try to get me downcast. That doesn't mean that the adversary won't try to form weapons against me to try to bring me down. But God declares and decrees that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that riseth up, I shall condemn. I'm not condemning that tongue. I'm condemning the words that were spoken. Amen. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof.
That's right.
Amen. So we recognize he's my source. Amen. I don't know about you, but my source, I have to constantly, with the Holy Spirit, I have to constantly be plugged into my source. It's just like having these outlets. If I'm not plugged into the outlet, I can't turn on an electrical machine. The electric isn't going to work without it being plugged into the source. And God says to you and I, when we stay connected to the Holy Ghost, the source, all of a sudden these things change around us. Amen. Then we have the power to overcome the adversary. Amen. The Word of God says in Psalms 40, verse number 16. He said, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Amen. In other words, what we're doing is we're magnifying the name of Jesus over every other weapon the enemy is trying to form. Every name must bow to the name of Jesus. But it doesn't bow to the name unless I magnify that name over top of it. Amen. He says, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Then we go and say, we'll just say it like this. My God shall supply for all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, or in Christ Jesus, or with Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, he's the answer. Amen. Amen. So he's also my sustainer. My sustainer in Hebrews chapter 13. The Word of God says, let's go with verse 5 to begin with. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So first, he speaks to us about the thought life. And what we have to measure our thought life with is the truth. Is it the truth? There's so much deception. You don't have this in your Bible either. I guess I was taken somewhere else while I was in the office. John 8, familiar scripture, verse 31. We're looking at the truth. Jesus said in verse 31, Jesus said unto the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth, honey, the truth. The truth. Thank you. The truth is the flowing of the truth, and I'm so grateful for the water of life. I'm so thankful for the flood of the Holy Spirit. It's like almost like a river. Yesterday, you know, we have another ministry called the Extended Hands of God ministry. And I asked the Lord, I said, you know, he usually talks to me at the park. I guess because of running, I'm not running my mouth so much. I'm more in a listening mode. And the Lord said to me, I said, well, Lord, can you talk to me a little bit about this new season? Because I'm stepping in the new season in faith, okay? And he said, son, I'm not finished with this season yet. I can't step into the next season until he's finished with this season. Amen? So the word of God is flowing, John 7:37, the last day of the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And we're speaking in living water. We're speaking words of life in the abundance thereof, because we're connected to the source, this God, which supplies the Holy Spirit and the water of life. So this is a fountain, and he took me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul says this in verse 13. He says, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So with that in mind, we have the force, 2 Peter chapter 1. These words that were prophetically spoken. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So he's talking about our thought life. Think on the truth. We shall know the truth, and it's the truth that keeps us free, because we have a teacher. The Holy Spirit's our teacher. In other words, that's where we get our supply. I was reminded in Nehemiah chapter 9, Nehemiah 9, the word of God says, thou gave us also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not the manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. In other words, the Spirit and the Word, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, all three, Nehemiah is speaking about. Amen? So when we see that, God wants us to know that he's given us the support that we need, because we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, and his strength comes by the Spirit that he deposited within us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So the support we find, Jesus says in John 14, familiar scripture, I'm feeding your soul, man. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And whether you realize it or not, when it's deposited inside of you, it's accomplishing something inside your being. The spirit of God's fighting with your spirit of man. You have an inward battle. We all have an inward battle. Amen. But the strong one, the one we feed, will win the battle. And he says to us in John 14:26, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. Amen. He reminds us of his word. Amen. You know what? The devil doesn't care what I say, but when I speak the word of God, he has to bow. Amen. Amen. So he tells us to solidify this for us in 1 John 2:27. A lot of scriptures, I have favorites. Is that okay? He wants you to understand this. Get this in your spirit tonight. But the anointing, verse 27. Which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. You abide in me, and my word abides in you. You can, that's the operation, man. That's where we're walking in the fullness. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 19. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you were buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently? For this is acceptable with God. Amen. What did Jesus warn us about in our text? He said, for many shall come, nation shall rise against nation. There will be pestilences and tribulations. There's all kinds of things going on. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. And I can do all things through him. So he's telling us tonight to be careful with our thought life. Think on the truth. Amen. That he's given us the teacher, the Holy Spirit. That's an inward treasure. I treasure the things of God. You know what? I treasure you. I love everyone. I really do, man. I love you bunches. Amen. I love you all, man. I love you. God loves you. He says he's going to do, all things are working together for the good because we love God. Because we're called according to his purpose. Amen? So can we just stand up a moment and give him praise and thanks.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you, Father God, that we're chosen vessels, Father God, for your glory. We're grateful, Father God, that you went to the cross to pay the penalty, but not only to pay the penalty, but to open up an avenue for us to come right into the Holy of Holies. Just as Dave and Katrina sang, the veil was torn from top to bottom, Father God. And now we can enter into the very presence of God. And may we recognize and realize, Father God, that you love us and that you have a plan and purpose for each and every one of our lives. So, Lord, we say to you tonight, Father God, Have your way in our lives, we pray. May we just release everything to you, and may you be glorified and magnified in and through us, and we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.